Torah, Shmaitzer Shir, or Liyutches, Kislev, whatever. Wednesday night, Shmaitzer, we're in the middle of Shmaitzer Beis, Perek Yud Beis, and he's talking about the idea of the Chereshis, Ein Lehem Tainas Pesulim, because we'll do a Taininon. We hold the Gemara Gamliel, we'll do a Taininon for them, the Gemara says, that Misharastani Nenasti. The Ramban says, you know, Misharastani Nenasti has its limitations. If he was Kidesh Ubal the altar, so really there's a stronger thing we can do and say maybe she's a Mukasaitz. And she gets even 200, she gets 200 in the Ksuba. Why? I Mukasaitz, we Paskin only gets a Mona. He says, because really a Mukasaitz, really a Chereshis, we're talking about a Chereshis or a Shaita, have no Ksuba, and he wrote it, so he was Makabel to give it. He was only Makabel al Daz Deb de Sulos, so that's something he should have spoken out Beferish. Halachically, even if we assume something, but we don't assume it to the degree that he wouldn't have had to make an explicit stipulation, Bishas Maisa. So it's called Dvarim Shabalei Veinam Dvarim. And even if we figure, we assume that he wouldn't have done it, but it's not to the degree of an Umdun of the Muchach, and therefore he should have made a Tanai. So therefore, she gets Mosayim, because he was Kosovla Midaito. Mashenkein, the Pikhis, there, when he writes Hoksuba, he writes it, and he means to tie himself to the Takonas Chazal. He doesn't mean to make an independent obligation. He means to be Mishayev and Aksav, what he's Mukhayev to give Alpi Chazal, and therefore it's Mukaseit, so she only gets a Mona. Okay, the Mishnah, okay, that's the Ramban. The Mishnah Lamelech, the paragraph starts with the word Mishnah Lamelech. Chokar lohavim medas Rashi minayim the polik b'sforas Ramban, given the cause of the tanin and luhum asherastanin and nasti, and that's limited. Umashma the kiddush abal liyal the loy mitzina limit the asherastanin and nasti to the tanin and mukaseit, so you have more flexibility. Midloy pirush Rashi the tanin and mukaseit v'yia bchalal afilu kiddush abal liyal. To the Nakuda of that the Chivin the Einu Ela Matona Bialma, that why doesn't Rashi hold of the Tainin and the Mukasaitz? So he's saying, really, the Shmaitzer says, Rashi would be Moedah to the Sforas Ramban, that since it's a Matona Bialma, you're not really kosher to the Takonas Chazal, because it's a Chereshis. So therefore, Mekain Afilu Nimtzos Mukasaitz, even the lekom mekachtos is lomoso and chikosav lo. The other pirush Rashi. Okay, so then why taka does Rashi limit the taininon to misherastanin and nasti below pirush mukosaitz? And we should the betaisus on kosu taisus abadet by a kasha. The kasha to be yechet taininon lohu. What is this taininon business? Be sofek lafuke mamoino kiven the ihi loytoano. Right, it's a tiny shema. You need a bori. This is shema. We can't. Now we're gonna have later as far as the taininan as a koach of bori. But right now he's assuming the taininan as a koach of shema. That all we can do is say maybe. And that, as it's like a tiny shema. Taininan can only produce a tiny shema, which is later he'll say not like that, because and if you think about it, you could take a seatbelt to Dodim. Taininan allows you to taina in their place, a substitute taina, a Toyan's taina, so a vicarious taina, I think that's the word. So you're vicariously taining Bari. We know you don't know. You don't know even Shema. You don't know anything. But there's a din of taininan, psach picha le'ilei. So it like might as well be Bari. You're dealing with an imaginary taina anyway. That's what he's going to say later. Now he's assuming the other way. You can hear both stodim that the Tainina can't produce a certainty of the Taina with a koach of a bori. That's not reality. The reality is it's Shema. The Taina allows you to open your mouth for someone else, but you can only produce a Shema. Maybe this, maybe that.
But I have a base question on this, because if we're assuming that they're not eligible for Ksuba because they don't know, okay?
What?
In the two types of people there's no because they don't. So why would it matter if he had spoken out? You have Sulin. They wouldn't have understood that either if they don't understand the
concept. They don't have to understand. He's not talking to them. He's talking to the Bezdin. The Bezdin, they produce a star. They or their apotropos, it doesn't matter. They produce a star that he owes them 200 zuz. He wants to throw them out of the house, and they produce a star. He now owes them 200 zuz. He says, I don't. You're a mukasaitz.
But before that, when he gave her the ksuba,
he wrote out a ksuba, yeah.
He wrote out a ksuba. They're saying, well, it wasn't with the assumption, because he didn't speak it out, that they had ksuba. But even if he had spoken it out, if they don't understand the concept of ksuba, him speaking it out wouldn't have done any good.
I don't think it's totally in them. I hear what you're asking. He is accepting an obligation. He's incurring an obligation. He has a right to stipulate under what conditions he's occurring it. It doesn't have to do with the other person. Just like he's saying 200 zuz and not 500 zuz. So he's saying 200 zuz if you're a psula. He doesn't need her consent. He doesn't need her approval. He doesn't need her knowledge. He is limiting his obligation. He obligated himself only under certain conditions. And those conditions are if he's a psula. Okay, so that's what the Shmaitzer says. He suggests that he's going to have this whole question: why Rashi doesn't allow for the Ta'aninon of Mukaseitz.
Why he didn't go for the stronger
one. Yes, he's saying because Tysus is bothered by what's this business with Taininon if you need Bari. We're using it for Amar Gamliel and you need Bari. So, Umiu maybe re-raya l'perish ha-kuntris that you don't need Bari in this case, in the case where it's a question of when did it happen. The Omer b'sal perik ha-madu le-huglad pi-amako ha-moitz mechvel of a-raya l'perish Domei, they were back to the case of the mum and the animal. It was found to be a trefa. The tzorech l'shalem adomim matriyovi raiyish b'shus moicha nitrefa. Right? So the kids were back to kanimsa kanhoya and kolanoi l'tzofik b'shus olabohavi raya and loimach zekinim reyus on b'shus l'rishus. V'yim kain says the Shmaitza, that doesn't need a bari. Remember, that's his sheet. It's coming together now, all the things he's been talking about. So you don't need a bori if you're saying Mishirastani Nenasti, because you're being Kaveya. You're talking about when it happened, and she's saying, listen, you discovered the mum by you, so indeed Mishirastani Nenasti, so you have the problem. So you don't need her to be a bori. Gamliel's bori is only if they're arguing about Mukasaitz or Drusasish. But if they're arguing about when it happened, so we don't need a bori. And King Dafka Bataina Zu, Tysus is stating explicitly that a Machzikereus or Meshus Lushus, once you're dealing with Rishuyos and where it happened, that's a more powerful claim. That doesn't need bori. If it came dafka b'tayin azu, the Mishar Yastani, the Umishim Haiklola, the Kol Mishanoi Lera Sovik Bishuso, and then we say, according to Tosfos, Afilu B'Shemu B'Shemu Mutzian Momen, Avo B'tayin Az Mukaseitz, Einan Amelat Salami Toriach Bari B'Shemu, B'Tstarfus Cheskus Aguf, Se'enach Hanami, Loitanin Aluhumi Sofek Lafukim Amoino. So that's what Rashi is saying. there's a side breakdown here that you're not going to make Taininan for Mukkas Eitz because that's a Taina Shema. And we need a Taina's Bori. For Misha'eras Taininan Nasti, we don't care if it's a Taina Shema. Because since it's working with the Lumdas of Kolanoyla Tomik Mishus Olav Araya, not just plain ordinary Cheskos Aguf, so you don't need Bori Veshema. Ramban Shekosav Afilu Bekidah Shubal the altar Tainina Lahu Mukasaitz Koidim Harrison Mukasaitz Vadai Tzorach Tainas Barich Moshe Kosavti. Okay, so what does Ramban hold? It's a good point. It's a side point, meaning Rashi could agree with the Ramban's basic yesod that writing a ksuba to a cherishis doesn't limit. Writing a ksuba to a cherishis doesn't have to be limited to her being a basula. But in this case, it doesn't work out because you're not going to say tainina on a shema. So what does Ramban hold about that? V'nira lefi masher kozu b'shita mukubetsu shom v'zel l'shono. Yeisha pirish docha tainina lo mukuseitz uchadainas bori chashiva. So there's a shita mukubetsu that mukuseitz is so prevalent, especially by a shota, someone that's not fully aware, so it's considered prevalent and it's called like a tainas bori. You could say the word probably. You could up it from a maybe to a probably.
So it becomes
times
buried because of
Rove? I don't know, Rove. He said, the Shita's Lashon is, it's Rogil. Given the Regila, the Mechbeta, Kedis and Basamach. Uketainas Bori Chashiva. Ubuzeu the Nechlak Rashi. Which is certainly more logical. It's a cheskus aguf and it needs tainus bori. Which would be the mishek when did it happen argument. So he's localized the machlokes Rashi Tosfos. He's localized it to, can we taina bori by can we do a taininan by Mukkas Eitz? Do we have a problem of a taina shema, or do we say since like the Shita Mukubetsa is a svara that since it's rogil can be considered a taina's bori? That's only by the question of Mukkas Eitz. That's when she needs the bori b'shema, but. But for the question of Mishay, if you're standing in Nasli or not, then you have the Kamitza Kanoya, you don't need a Bori Bechlau. So that's why Rashi talks about Tainina in terms of Mishay, you're standing in Nasli. And he doesn't say the bigger Kiddush, which would help, even in the case of Kiddush and Baal the Altar, because that would be a Taina Shema, and it wouldn't help. Aber bicker an den mei der rashi de becherish is verscheit de mukosei sheish lehen mosso. Kuma shikos of Ramban.
So then is Rashi and Tosfos basically saying that if she does claim mukosei that she would lose?
No, she would win like Rabbi Gamliel. She would even get Messiah. So by a cherish she also gets the Messiah. She would get the money. It's not a mekach tos, and she would get by cherishes a shaita. She would get Messiah. By the pikhish she would get a money. Benicha bazer. So if Rashi's moided to the Ramban's din that cherishes or shaita mukaseis get Messiah, that's the Ramban's din. Benicha bazer the like tikshin if he mashik osat the very good aleph. Right, remember I said, says the Shmaitza, I'm sure everyone remembers, the Hecha, the Loi Mivtal HaMekach, right, that you only say, Kalanoi L'Zavik B'Shus Olav Araya, when it would cause Bittal Mekach. Loi Mach Zagin HaReis HaMishus L'Shus would cause Bittal Mekach. The hecha d'loy miftal ha-mekach, if it's not a question of mitl mekach, it's just a question of better terms, or... Lo yamrinan ha-klola, like by chatsi nezek or nezek, we said, lo yamrinan ha-klola, the kol mi shenoy le asovik b'shuso. It's only to establish that the sale is a sale, this is what you bought, there's no mum. V'yem kein, achati nechush, shema mukas, eitz, hoysa koidim erison, the less law elamone. Right? So if the kol anoy not having bishus all over raya, it's only when you come to meet the mevatel the mekach. But in our sugya we say cherishes v'shoyta ain't lahem tainas b'sulim, because we taina for them misherestani and nasty. Right? And we use it, and ayat shema because we're using kol anoy not having bishus all over raya. So what do you mean, Ein Lahem Tainas Besulim, and they get the full 200? Maybe she was a Mukaseitz, and that's not a Mekach Tos. So why don't you have to be Choshish for Mukaseitz? Avali, name of the Rashi, Nami, Sphir, Lake, Asphara, Saramban. The Cheresh was a Shoit, the Mukaseitz, because of Wasan Wasan. They get 200, Kamesh Kosov Lahem, because he wrote it as an independent Chiyuv. M.K. Nosi Shapir. To the Drusa Sishloi Chashinon. Kivin Avi Mekachtos. Kivin Avi Mekachtos. To the Drusa Sishloi Chashinon. Because it would be a Mekachtos. Alright, because it would be a Mekachtos. And the moon was found by him. The Amrinan, and therefore we say, Mishirastani, Kamoy Batabach. I, Mukusay, to Mukusay, like a Hashash, Kimon the Eshle Masha Kosav. She gets to, the Cherishes gets to 200. She doesn't even get 100. She gets to 200 because he wrote it, he meant to give it. Or he didn't speak out of tonight. Rav Sheish is the Omar Gwen Zeb Sachpicha the Elaim. What's he bothered by? Why does he have to? Rav Sheshis himself holds, the Shmaitz is about to say, that Kinsu Becheskas Pesula Venimtsas Bula is not a Mekach Tos. Right? Yeshlok Subamona. Kinsu, that's what he holds. It's a Machlokes Amoraim. Rav Sheshis himself holds that Kinsu Becheskas Pesula Venimtsas Bula Yeshlok Subamona. Right? So it's never a question of a Mekach Tos. So why do you need Taininon for, even if she was a Bula Sish, she doesn't lose the ksuba because it's not a mekach tos. She gets 100. So to say she should get 200 instead of 100 is not a mekach tos. So then you shouldn't apply the rule of kol anoy l'tzavik b'shuso, and it shouldn't be applicable. Rav Sheish is the omak going zup sachpicha
le'ilayim. Isn't that we wouldn't apply l'tzavik b'shuso, or that we wouldn't apply sachpicha le'ilayim?
We wouldn't. You don't need sachpicha le'ilayim. That's what he's asking. You don't need Pesach Pichal Eileim because we're not dealing with Mekach Tos. We're not dealing with Mekach Tos according to Rav Sheshis. Because you're not, right? And therefore...
Doesn't matter about Sefer Rishis, she'll still get a money.
Or in the case of Chereshis, she would still get Messiah because right. He wrote it to her. Layam Re'alaman, so Enochanami, he only says the rule of Taininon. Right, so you don't need Bori and you have the whole arrangement. I will yield the day, but he himself is really perikamad ksubis to lehavi mekach tos. And came belav hachinicha to cholecha to lehavi mekach tos isluhu masha kosav. She gets what he wrote to the ksuba, but when he wrote her as a document, when he wrote her as a his chayvus. called the Ksuba. He wrote like his own private Ksuba. Right, a prenup. Well, the man the omen is the chesbus bula mekach tos. So then you'll say psach picha, and you'll say mishar astani and nasty, because we won't care that it's not a bari, because kolanoi the tovik bishu. So all of the havi raya will work. Hang in there. We'll go till the end of the parak. Why am I sending a text message to your mate? You want to tell your mate to talk to me before he leaves? He shouldn't leave without coming over to talk to me. I'm sending a whole text message for him.
Didn't you see that Israeli law that says no texting during work?
That's good.
Ubishita Mukubetsa Shom. Thank you. Ubishita Mukubetsa Shom Bahadomer going Zup Sakpicha the Eli and Zella Shom, O Pirish Vashi, the Tainin and Lomisher Mishinasar Sonenso. Victual of the Toys was the Haitaina Taina Shema, was the Don. Don, but non being on Tainus Bori the Rambam Gamliel because he's a parakam. So he already said Taisus Teretz that you don't need a Bori for when the functioning rule is Kalanoi the Tovik Bishus all of Araya, you don't need Tainus Bori. He's bringing now from the Shita's Teretz.
This whole premise is that what's the Shema being that Bezin doesn't know whether or not it's Mukhazit?
Yeah, I guess. The one who's doing the Tanina.
So when we're Tanina, it's not as if she's saying it, we are actually saying it.
That's what I'm saying. That's going to come now. That the possibility that Tainina results in a Bori Taina.
Because it's her saying it.
We're like imagining that. Okay, let's learn it here. This is where he says it. Till now, he said most logically that Tainina produces a Shema, not a Bori. And the Tainina is, hey, maybe it happened this way, maybe it happened that way. The Shita asks Tosis Kasha. The Shita asks Tosis Kasha, it's a Taina Shema, and you need Bori according to Amar Gamliel. So we learned already Tosis Teretz. Shmaitz expanded upon it that you don't need Tainus Bori by Kolonel Tavik Bishus all of Araya. As long as you don't go to Mukasait, in which you don't have that rule, you stick with Mishra Astani the Nasti, where the argument is when did it happen, so you say Kanim Tzakan Hoya. Okay, the Shita, Mishem HaRitva is going to say another Teretz, Loi Kasha. The Chaisa Ladina Dina kushta the milsa beina the torn bari. When the tevea is here, so he has to say bari. He can't say shema. That's a weak taina. I will hasha the labas taina he. But when he's not here, and we're applying the din of taininon, a non taininon la filu b'shema. He doesn't really explain it. You're going to call Mokum Shatoinen Liorish Veloy Keach Adkan Lashon. Okay, so he's essentially saying that you could Taina. I would phrase it, you could Taina even though you're a Shema. It drives the Taina's Bori. Because you're substituting yourself for her. That's what Chazal allowed you to do. You're standing in another place, you're being like a Toyin. You're being a Toyim, and you're saying things, the Torah's Vadai, as if you know they happened. And that's called the Tainus Bori, or at least it's not a Tainus Shema.
But it's just the fact that somebody else is saying it for that turns it into a Bori, not.
We know he doesn't know. This is how I understand it. We know he doesn't know. He doesn't even have a Shema. He doesn't have a clue. For all he knows, it's the other way around. He doesn't know anything. So, essentially, we're allowing her to have a mouthpiece. So, in that mouthpiece, she might have said Bori. So, So we look at the Taina as a Bari. That's what he says. I can hear it. Once you're posting a Taina for her, it's like, I can hear it doesn't have the limitations. The limitations of if you would be her and she would talk and be saying Shema. You don't know, maybe she'd say Bari. Obviously it's predicated on the fact that she could say Bari, theoretically. But something that no one has any way of knowing, and it's a built-in Shema, then it's only going to have a different Shema. You can't make him say something that's like impossible to know.
It's almost like a logical amigo. Because she could either say Bari, or if she said Shema, she could have said Bari. So why not say Bari?
Is Arya leaving after? No, you're not. What? I don't know what
you're saying. It's almost like the logic of Amigo. Because if it would have been Bari, so fine. So we're saying Bari for her. And if she would have had Shema, so she could have said the Bari. So either way, it makes sense that you would say Bari for her.
Say that once more.
And if it really was, if she could speak,
yes,
she would say Bari. So fine. So we're saying Bari.
Yeah.
And if she would say Shema,
yeah,
so I'm saying she could have tied in a Bari.
She I don't still know if you amigo, say like, into I, a I don't know.
I'm not saying it is amigo, but I'm saying it's a similar type of logic.
I never saw that a person say Shem has amigo, they can say Bari. Like, you assume they don't want to lie.
Every amigo, though, no, somebody could have said.
No. That's if you want to prove what they're saying now is true. She doesn't have to prove that the Shem is true. She can't prove the Shem is true. She doesn't even know it's true. She's saying maybe it happened this way. Now, Kogan Kolmokom Shatoyanin, the Yorish Veloy Keach, that's the way they have the din of Tainina. When the Yorishim are there, they don't know what's doing on the father's business, or like Keach's there and he doesn't know, it has to do with the piece of property from the seller before he bought it. So that's when you apply the rule of Tainina. They can't know what happens, so they're working in the dark. Okay, umidivrei Toisus nere de chaygad no loy tainin and lahoy to misafik. Toisus taka holds that you don't say tainina to be moitzi moment. There's a lot of the taininons would be to help the muchzik, keep what he has. But enechanavi, you can't be moitzi moment with a tainin shema, but you don't lose the case automatically because your shema, you don't lose by default, shema's a tainin. We saw a few times already that Shema's a Taina. Okay. The Taina of the Yorish of the Lekeach Hainim Yishum, the Yahavi Baldover Kayim, how your Taina came Babori. It's by the Lekeach and the Yorish, the guy's not around. So, Otto does Gufa, when he's not around, it's a Mila, you can Taina Bori.
So
if the Moldova is standing there and he doesn't say Bari, so then why should we tie him? Maybe there's no maybe Bari. He's standing there and he's a Shema. You don't have that luxury. By Yorishim and Lekuchos, you have that luxury. There's people in the field that have no idea what the legal status is and what happened in the fight of 10 years ago, right? Medivri Toysos near the Chagad no loy Tainin and loy Tumisovi Toysos taka holds. You don't do Tainin and loy Tzi. The Toyin and loy Yorish and loy Kech Hainim Shum, the Havi Baldover Kayim, Havi Ton came to Bori. Havi Baldover Atzmo, if he's standing here, Hechad loy Ton, Iyu Gufe, and no loy Tainin is fake up. If he can't say the right words, if he doesn't know what to say, this is not a case of a guy stumbling and fumbling and you help him out. This is a case of putting words in his mouth. So if he's there and he could tie it, so you'd be quiet and you let him take over. Toisus is made in the tablet. That's why Toisus applies the rule of calling it out of Araya, where he doesn't have to care that the guy should be a Bari. I feel it was something might see a moment. If it's a case of Limax, the Ginevraeus, or Mirshus, Lurshus. Omnam lefize kosher. But the Pirush Rashi betoises b'sugin doyeh b'movement the Mishra Stani nasti, hainu mishekina stani. Right, or else you have the same problem that it's still the father's rishus and kolanoi l'tzavik rishuso. V'chad inayim m'shem amukas eitzoyis akoydim erison. Whoa. Okay. But Bori won't help. Muchach the Svirulahu, Tloy Mahani Bori, he's back to that. Tloy Mahani Bori, he ends up another raya against the Shitas Arif, as he calls it. Tloy Mahani Bori by the Cheskos Aguf. The Imkain, Afilu Bishemir Astani, the Nasti, the Before Ashrashi, the Tyson Bisheki, Nastani, Afilu Achati Necho Shema Mukasaitzi. Because you have a Cheskos Aguf helping you. So the answer is that the Cheskos Aguf needs a Bari. Okay, but he's perfectly willing to have it be a Raya that Bari doesn't work even in tandem with Cheskos Aguf, which is one of his major principles here, that he wants to show it's not mitzaref against who says it is, but well, that's really the Pashtus on Gemara. You have to change over the whole Gemara. No, who said Bari Vishama with Cheskos Aguf could be Moitzi Momin? Not the Pnei Yeshua, the Pnei Yeshua says Cheskos Aguf alone could be Moitzi Momin. The Ran, oh, the Ran, of course. The Ran, so you argue with the Ran. Okay. We'll go back to synopsis tomorrow and catch up to Perek and Gimel. I think on Hanukkah, we're going to learn something interesting on Hanukkah. I don't want it to be a flop. Let me think. Let's be creative. It's not Hanukkah right after Shabbos. Hanukkah's Tuesday night is the first. Yeah.
Like Kfitl.
What?
Kfitl competition.
Do the entire Mayachanukah.
What?
Do the entire Mayachanukah.
They do that Sunday night. You need to join the group.
We're not doing
it. We're doing it two groups now during the Hanukkah Shabbos now.
Yeah, Leah Zafriedman is doing it. Okay. I don't want to do just Pekil, I'm doing Home of the Night. Yeah.
Just an idea.
Okay. This is dry, it's very dry. Schweitzer some bays, this is why people drop out. Because I know Vav is like unbelievable. Gimel, Dalet Hay and Vav is like, I don't know Gimel. I'm not acquainted at all with Gimel. Dalet Hay Vav is very geschmack. I'm very unacquainted with Gimel and Zion.
Gimel, I think, is more a bays, it's just more chazaka as well.
Chaim on Hanukkah, there's a very interesting Rav Chaim on the menorah that makes a mikdash. But that's for one night. You can learn that Rav Chaim. Solid age, not me. Okay.
What? You're Rav Chaim, solid age. I never met everyone says Rav Chaim, and there's like two or three big ones.
Right. I wouldn't risk it. Let me think. He would come, it sounded like I have two other cameras to keep the company now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I just, he is like a, he's like a Mickey, it's like bringing out Mickey Mantle. Doesn't fit the bill that much. Matters. You can bring me out. I'm going to go over the shul. We'll start Shai Cheshman HaNefesh. It is going to be fascinating.